You are tuned into KC 107.7. Now, guys, I don't know if you guys are ready for this one, but before I introduce this person, I'm going to tell you not a lot about him. You know, I kind of found him or got to know him through social media and through his family, because I am very deep into the radio life. So getting to know this person through socials obviously has been a gift. Liam, good evening. Hold on quickly.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Guys, we are speaking to Liam Kova. I have to ask you, is that like your government name, or do you have like a full your artistry name, this one?
That is my artist name, yes. Okay. Kova, my name is Liam, and Kova is the made up part.
Okay.
So Kova, it's a combination of the first letters of my second name and the first letters of my surname.
Okay, but it does you well as an artist name. It's not hard to forget. Yeah, it's not hard to forget. It definitely works. Now, Liam, like I told you before we went on air, what we do every evening, Monday evening between 8 and 9, I kind of get people into studio, kind of get to know them and get to know how they do what they do, how they end up doing what they do. So tonight we're going to kick it off with you. You tell me where you were born, you know, what primary school you went to, what kind of family life did you love?
Okay, cool. So I was born here in Somerset West.
Okay.
Lived here all my life. And I went to the primary school of Somerset West Primary. And then my high school was Hottentots Holland High School. Also, a lot of people know it as HH.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I grew up in a lovely family. Church-going parents. And I say this a lot, but a lot of the times I'd like to think that my music career started in the church, as with a lot of musicians today, where I was exposed to basically the choir, the Sunday school choir. So I'm part of the New Apostolic Church, and they're very big on music,
yes.
For those who know. And yeah, my parents were just involved a lot in the church. My dad was a choir conductor at some point. My mother was a Sunday school choir coordinator.
Okay.
And through that, my brother and myself just started singing in the choir. We started here and there getting like a solo or two and then started to explore that side of our creativity quite a bit. And then where things really started to pick up for us in terms of music is when we took up the guitar in around about grade 7 for me. And that is where we started singing and playing the guitar together, myself and my brother. And then as the years went on throughout high school, we would so now and then pick up the guitar, but it was really just laying there in the corner.
Okay.
And the same throughout university as well. So I studied at Stellenbosch University.
Liam, I'm going to stop you first before you get into university. You're going too far ahead. We're going to stick to primary school first, because, you know, we can't skip chapters, because that's not what life is about. So you sit around grade 7, you picked up a guitar for the first time. And from what I'm hearing, your parents have always been around music. You grew up around music. Do you feel like your parents were the main people who kind of introduced you to music, or were there other people that played a big role at that time? If you think back to your younger primary school days, we're just kind of our forming years, but
yes,
was there anyone else except for your parents that kind of made you walk the path closer to music?
I definitely say my parents played one of the biggest roles.
Mm-hmm.
In my music, they really supported us whenever we said we wanted to try this instrument or we wanted to give it a go, and they would always just support us in any way they could. But other than that, of course, my peers, I would listen to what they are listening to. I must say, not at all times did I necessarily like what everybody was listening to at the stage. But obviously, after a while, it grows on you, and you start to pick it apart and so and actually yeah. like it. I think in primary school, I didn't really have a proper formed music taste, if that makes sense. But I think that's with many people. It was really just what was trending and what was playing on DSTV at the time, that music video channel.
I think it was Trace. So that was basically what all that formed my music taste at that point. But other than that, my dad used to listen to a lot of Coldplay.
Oh, and yes. UB40,
Bob Marley, that old Coldplay music was what really formed my childhood years. So that, I think, definitely plays a role in where I find myself today in terms of my songwriting and just the messages in my music, yeah.
Yes, I can definitely hear it in your music. I see the way the Coldplay inspiration comes from, not just in your words, but in the melody and the way you play guitar and the way the music is mixed. It does give, you know, some Coldplay influences into that. You see, what's the first instrument that you played, guitar?
Yes, I would say so. We dabbled a bit on the recorder in our Sunday school years, but not to like an advanced level. But definitely guitar is where things picked up for us. Myself and my brother would also pick up various orchestral instruments up throughout our high school, trying it and seeing how it did for us. I think at some point, the one that I kept for the longest was the bassoon before I got bored of it after a few years. But yeah, we picked up a few instruments during that period, and the guitar is the one that stayed.
Yeah. I have to ask you, when you were in primary school, was there anything else except for music that you did that you think back now, like, I can't believe I did, you know, whether that's sport or a cultural activity, was there anything like that you did?
Definitely. So I was very much into soccer, still am.
Okay.
Especially when the World Cup was in South Africa, that's really where our passion for soccer kicked off, understandably.
I get that,
that's, yeah. So played a lot of soccer. We didn't have soccer at the school, so myself and my brother, we played at a soccer club close by for quite a few years. And then we also took part in different school activities like swimming and athletics, cricket at some stage, and here and there we would try a new thing.
Okay,
but so soccer was the main thing.
And when you say you're still watching soccer, which team do you support?
I feel like I might get crucified by a lot of people for this, but you know it is a polarizing thing. So Chelsea is my team, and it's been Chelsea since the beginning.
At least you stick with them. You know, some people, as soon as the team start losing, they leave their teams. At least you're loyal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And if I must say, we've been supporting them since they were the underdogs. So
yeah.
I'm going to...
Before 8 o'clock, we have the sports section. So it's from 7 to 8, we talk about sport. And we talk about the Premier League earlier. And one of the co-presenters is also a Chelsea supporter. So it's like, it's a sore subject. Nice. So let's just leave it. I was like, no. The team's... They're going to win sometime, but it's fine. But yes, Liam, after the music break, we will get into a bit more of your high school days and university years. And I feel like that's where most of our, especially, I think we're around the same age, but most of our inspiration when it comes to creativity comes from, and when we start dabbling in the things we actually want to do, usually starts after high school. So
definitely.
Yeah. So after the music break, we'll hear more from Liam. But for now, here's his song, Kiss the Scars.
One summer's day, me and my friends went out to play, chasing pursuit, get away and not fall down. The hurt beat begins to show the scarlet stains on my skin. How am I ever going to be worthwhile again? But then you came along and you kissed these scars. The other kids, they always seemed to know just what to say. They seemed to find themselves the day that they were born. I just could not get along. There must be something hella wrong with me. Some thoughts became beliefs, then into scars. But then you came along and you healed my heart. Freed me from myself, you came and broke these bonds. That I could not be loved, but then against all the odds. Lay down on my knees, you came and raised me on a breeze. When you kissed these scars, you kissed these scars. Slides me and my thoughts getting to fight, stressing perfection and slips away. Now I feel lost. The hurt begins to show, the nasty scars been on my soul. I feel so haunted to this day. Will I be found? But then you came along and you kissed these scars. Your lightest touch, a song to my heaving heart. Free me from myself, you came and broke these bonds. That I could not be loved, but then against all the odds. Weighed on my knees, you came and raised me on a knees. From myself, you came and broke these bars. That I could not be loved, but then you kissed these scars.
KZ 107.7, the sound that sets you free. Sound that sets you free.
You are still tuned in to KC 107.7, and it's just after 8:15 right now, and on air we have the Liam Cover. We're talking to him about his life, a bit later about his music and his inspirations and aspirations in life. I had to do that because I just thought of the word. So, Liam, before the break, we spoke a bit more about your primary life, kind of how you started, you know, picked up guitar. Then you were playing some sport in high school, mainly soccer, bit of cricket, bit of swimming. Then you went to high school. You did say you went to HHS, right, in high school?
Yes, so that's Hottentots Holland. So it's actually Triple H.
Triple
H, yeah. Triple H, yeah. So I think that's Holland High School, a very, 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 very mixed school. It was a very cool experience. I would also, just like in primary school, try like the basic sport, like athletics, the long distance in athletics, the cross country. Once again, to our myself and my brother's disappointment, there was no soccer in the school, so we still played for the club for quite a few years, and we'd do the swimming until they closed the swimming pool. But yes, it was an interesting time for me, very challenging time. For those that follow me on Insta and things, I think you might pick up that I'm very much an introvert, very shy guy. So I can assure you that's for real. So I'm a very shy guy, and I struggled quite a lot adapting to high school. It's really towards the middle of my high school career where I started becoming my own person, I could say, and trying new things and making really close friends. And that's where things started to pick up for me in terms of confidence. I started trying new things. I joined the musical in my last year, the school's musical, and yes, and it's quite the thing for a shy boy to be up on stage in front of the whole school. Yeah. So I really challenged myself that year. I was like, no, this is my last year. I've got nothing to lose. And that's where I fell in love again with singing.
I have to ask, what musical was it?
So this musical was Sister Act.
What? Wait, were you the school? Yes. I've watched it. So you were the small boy.
No, I wasn't the small boy. I was one of the tallest guys there.
But I feel like when it comes to theater and like kind of being part of a group, especially when it comes to cultural things, it just gives you a different kind of confidence. I'm speaking from experience, obviously. I'm not going to say what group I joined because then people are going to ask me to sing. I must say it does bring a different kind of confidence. And you mentioned earlier about the kind of friends that you made that also brought a bit of confidence out of you. Would you like to name those friends? You know you can.
I will name them. There's a few of them that I don't talk to anymore, but I'll definitely name them.
Yeah.
Kwezi was one of my best friends. Lulama. Mm. And then one of the friends that I still talk to this day, his name is Tsikelelo.
Okay.
And also another close friend in Matric, end of grade 11, Dreshni. Primrose, they know who they are if they are listening.
I hope they are listening. Obviously, after, you know, we come to matric, you know, the pressure is on, we're writing exams. What I have to ask you, what subjects did you have in high school? Because that also kind of sets a path of what you're going to study after it.
So I took in grade 10, I decided to take biology, geography, and physics.
Hey, the big three.
So, the big three. Yes, so I was very much into the sciencey things and nature and stuff. So I just took everything that's orientated towards that.
Mm.
Yeah, and there were other interests. Well, I tend to be interested in just about anything that I start understanding.
Yeah.
For example, history and technology as well. But I ended up taking something that would take me to, or eventually lead me to, pursuing a career in nature conservation or marine biology. That was my goal at the time. Yeah.
So after matric, what did you go and study, and where did you study?
So, funny thing is, I didn't actually plan to study initially.
Okay.
Because towards like I've explained, a very inquisitive mind of mine started researching on becoming a pilot towards the end of matric. Yep. So that's what my plan actually was. it was my plan to get into the Air Force and to do my my pilot's license through them.
Okay.
And that didn't work out. And then the next best thing was a degree at Stellenbosch University, for which they still had space for, luckily, because I didn't apply for university at all in that year. So they still had space in this degree called conservation ecology.
Okay, I've never heard of it. What is it?
So it's a science degree which focuses on the conservation of plants and animals, the management of nature reserves, and so on.
Okay, and you finished studying for that?
Yes, so I finished studying for that. I really, really enjoyed my university years.
Mm-hmm.
Made a lot of close friends.
Yeah.
Was experienced a lot of different characters and personalities. It was sort of just a huge world of basically characters and personalities.
Okay, I have to ask, when did you make that decision where you're like, okay, you know, I've always played the guitar, our family's always been into music, I'm going to start writing my own or start making music in a professional manner? When did that start for you?
So I've had thoughts since quite a young age of pursuing a career in music. Mm. But it's obviously it's something that I never really thought was super possible, or it was also at some stages I just didn't have the confidence for it, didn't think I had the confidence for it. And throughout the years, throughout my high school, I would begin playing around on this app on my phone and start making beats. Start making music, writing my own songs and such.
Yeah.
And that's where I found that this is a passion that doesn't go away. I've had like a lot of passions that come and go over the years, but music is one of them that stayed. Okay. And where I started to realize that it's something that I would really like to pursue if I had the chance, it would be towards the, I'd say in my university careers, university years.
Yes.
Towards the middle of that, yeah.
Okay. Now I have to ask you, your first song that you've ever written, like whether it's released or unreleased, or maybe it's one of those songs that's just on SoundCloud laying there. What was that first process like, you know, writing a song, getting it produced, getting mixed, getting into the studio? What was that process like for you? And what was the song's name?
So is this the first, very first song that I released publicly? No.
Whether it's public or private, locked on SoundCloud.
Yes,
like the very first piece of work you put out there, whether you were just like, okay, I'm going to put it out. Let me listen to it this way. Because I know we have works or, at least for artists or creatives, where they're like, we write music, we make a beat to it, but then we keep it on our phone. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about we're posting it on SoundCloud, but we're still putting it on locked. It's still released. Someone can still access it when you just unlock it. So I'm talking about that first piece of work.
Okay.
Yes.
So there was this app that I was using to make music at the time. Mm. Was called BandLab. So I think it's pretty much also like... Yes. So you could post on that as well, and then obviously it was made private. So there were just a few funny enough. I was very much at that time. I was very much into house music.
Okay.
And GOM, if you're familiar with that genre.
It was the time of that when that music was big that you were making.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I would make beats, like just GOM beats or house music beats, and put a few vocals on it. Not too much focused on lyrics. I was really just into like the beats and the bass line and such.
Okay. Well, what is the first song you've released publicly? And what does that song mean to you?
So the first song I released publicly was actually under a different stage name, and that was an I'm a Piano song. It was a collaboration with a upcoming DJ or producer. And that was just a song I wrote, a few lyrics that I wrote over a beat of his that he gave me. And that was a song about, it was a song about actually having to deal with someone that never gives you energy in return. So it's like a sort of one-sided love.
Yes, I get you. Okay.
So it's not... The song's name is The One.
The One. No, I'm searching The now. One. That's what I'm asking. I want to go listen to it. You know, we need to start appreciating the music that was made initially. Because at the end of the day, we can look back and see how far a person has grown in music. So, The One, you see.
The One.
Is it just lyrics that you wrote randomly, or
It was pretty much random. I'd say so. It wasn't really something I've necessarily experienced. It was just sort of the message and the vibe that the beat that he gave me, the impression from the beat that I got. So it was. It sounded like such a type of song to me. So I just thought to write lyrics over it. Yeah.
That was. Is it DJ Tees?
DJ Tees, that is the one. I was just so surprised you found it.
For me, it's easy to find these things. I'll definitely take a listen to it and then I'll post it on my Instagram story later. So, yes, guys, we are currently talking to Liam Kova. Right after this next music break, he's going to talk to us a bit more. Well, I'm going to ask him in and out about the new song that's getting released soon and about the music that he currently has and what is more in store for him.
Get ready. It's time for the Build It Poland Under 13 School Sports Festival, the ultimate celebration of young talent, teamwork and community spirit. Join us on the 25th of April 2026 at the Boilo Sports Ground, where the region's brightest young athletes will go head-to-head in an action-packed day of sport, skill, and excitement. Parents, teachers, and supporters, come out and be part of the energy. Let's fill the stands, uplift our youth, and celebrate the power of sport that unites us all. Build It Poland Under 13 School Sports Festival, building tomorrow's stars.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard. Gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow.
That was Ed Sheeran with Thinking Out Loud. And we have our very own local Ed Sheeran on the line. Shout out to Liam Kova on the line with us. Liam, that was one of your music choices. I always ask my guests to send me some of their favorite songs. But Liam first understood and sent me all of his songs. So if you're not your own biggest fan, who else is going to be?
I took a chance,
Yes, that was obviously Ed Sheeran with Thinking Out Loud. Liam, tell me, why did you choose this song?
That's definitely, I think it's a very, I'm going to just be like, give a boring answer, and that's because Ed Sheeran is one of, obviously one of my biggest inspirations.
Yeah.
And Thinking Out Loud is one of the songs that he got noticed for.
Yes.
It's not a song I listen to a lot.
Okay.
But it's one I recently learned or relearned how to play again. Okay. And it's one of my favorite songs to perform. So that's why I chose it.
Oh, I need to see you perform live very, very soon. Yes. Obviously, I told the listeners before the break, we're going to speak a bit more about your music. We played Kiss These Scars earlier. Obviously, one of the songs that I, in my opinion, and according to my friends, that made you blow up on TikTok. So when you received such good feedback from that song, how did you feel? How was your reaction? Where was your mindset at?
I felt really good. So I actually wrote this song during a songwriting course.
Okay.
So I was fortunate enough to get selected for this thing called the Beyond Busking Program, done by I think it's NPO or NGO, one of the two, I'm not too sure. but they are basically a organization that uplifts and empowers upcoming artists in Cape Town. And they put myself and a few other artists through the songwriting course, this performance course, the singing course, and a guitar course in a span of 3 months.
Okay.
So one of our homework basically was to write a song during that 3 months, and Kiss These Scars ended up being the results of that homework.
Okay.
So they ended up funding a full production for the song that we produced, the song that we wrote during that course, obviously using their tips and their advice. And when I played the song first for the songwriting teacher, he goes by the name of Clive Ridgway. So he's quite a prominent songwriter in South Africa. And when I got his reaction to hearing my song for the first time, I felt good about it. Because he was just silent. he didn't say anything. He didn't have words. And that's where I realized, okay, I knew I could sing all these years, but songwriting is something I've always wanted to do. And just to get that reaction out of him gave me a lot of confidence in that regard.
I'm going to speak to you a bit more about the song you recently released. It's called I Dare You. Firstly, I want to say I love the cover art for the song.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a feel for nature, so I like it when people walk in the fields and, you know, the way the sun is kind of gliding over you, and it's giving sunset and sunrise at the same time. People, if you want to know what that looks like, you know, go check Spotify. You can check Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just search for at Liam Kova anywhere. That's Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. I'm not sure if you're on YouTube. I don't follow you there.
I'm on YouTube as well.
Okay, he's on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
So you can check the cover art there. So, Liam, tell me more about the most latest release called I Dare You.
So, I Dare You, I decided to give my song or ask my producer to make the song more of a poppy feel and an upbeat feel.
Yeah.
Just to experiment. So each of my songs are slightly different, just to see which one really hits.
Yes.
And this one was one of those more upbeat ones. And this is a song about daring to be yourself. Mm. And it's written from the perspective of this shy boy. And we're not going to name names here. But a shy boy who metaphorically goes to a party. And he is shy and withdrawn and he's not sure of himself. And then he meets this outgoing girl. We're not going to name names there either, you know. If you look on the socials, you will find that out. If you know, you know. He meets this outgoing girl at this party and they are playing through a game of truth or dare with a bunch of friends. And then the bottle spins between, well, it lands on him and this girl. And the girl needs to dare him. And she ends up daring him to just be himself. Whether people end up liking him or not. And that's basically the main idea of the song. And then as a happy ending, you know, the girl ends up falling in love with him, which is, you know, has to be a happy ending. That is what the song is about, yeah.
Yeah. I must say, for whoever that boy and that girl is, yo, ek wil ook by die party gewees het, hoor. Hopefully we all experience, you know, that kind of feeling and, you know, getting to share that with other people is always amazing, amazing. Now, Liam, I know and I've seen all over my TikTok, because that's, and my Instagram reels, that soon enough you and Shanae, or Shanae B Music, as it is on the socials, you guys will be releasing a brand new song. Can you give me a little glimpse to, you know, what kind of genre or maybe beat, or what can we expect from this new song?
Definitely. So I'm very excited for this one, first of all. This is a song that myself and Shanae both wrote together. She came up with the melodies and the chords of the song, and I restructured the lyrics and some parts of the song. But the main message of this song is the surety of victory that Christians have in spiritual warfare. Or in other words, basically just reminding everybody that the battle against darkness has already been won.
Oh, I'm no matter, so
that is what it's about. It's got a very war cry feel, a very uplifting, like energizing feel. And I'd say it's a indie pop song. Type of song. Okay. Yes, so if you think of Alex Warren type vibes.
Yes, you know what? I was watching a TikTok video of you today, but the camera was just giving an angle, and I was like, why is he looking like Alex Warren right now? But I'm so ready for the song. Do you guys have a release date yet? Are you allowed to tell me?
Yes, we do have a release date. That is the 24th of this month, the 24th of April.
Okay, so that's in, like, I think next week or the week after?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's next week.
Yes, it's not too far away.
Yeah, so guys, please keep your eye on Liam's socials, Shanae's socials. Hopefully I get to talk to her soon as well. You must just connect me.
Yes, you must connect I will me. Do so.
Yes, then I can have a chat with her as well. But guys, that is Liam Cover. Liam, do you have any EPs coming up, anything else we must keep our eyes on?
So I haven't yet sort of compiled a bunch of songs for an EP, but I do have a bunch of singles coming out in the future, the very near future. I'll just name the names of the titles of them.
Let me write them but down.
But that's all I'm going to give for now.
That's fine.
So the one song is called Rome, ooh, as in the Italians. I think it's in an Italian city. Mm-hmm. Rome. The other one is called Saved Me.
Ooh. I'm guessing.
And then
that's also going to be.
Say again?
I feel like that's also going to be how can I say, more of a indie song, if I had to guess? It's the same.
You could say so. There's definitely a different element to this song. It's not like the other songs that I've released.
Okay.
So that one is a bit different. I don't even know how to explain it. Then there is another one called "The Lady for the Summer."
I wonder what that one is about. Okay.
That's the point of the song. The point of the title.
Wow, I'm really looking forward to all the music that you will be releasing. And obviously, me, the people here at KC, and obviously our listeners will keep our eyes out for you. And hopefully we'll get to see you live soon, or even have you in studio.
That would be great.
Yes. So just let me know when you're coming to Paul, then we make it work.
I will definitely let you know.
Yes, guys, that was Liam Cover right here on KC 107.7.